Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, our show researcher, Matthew, sent us a clip. Adriana Chechik.
Oh, yeah. She does fine work, man.
But she's talking here. She has podcast. She also has a popsicle in her hand because apparently she has an oral fixation.
Yeah.
At least if you know her work, you would guess.
I do.
She might have an oral fixation. But on her podcast, she's talking about the planets and how we should probably colonize Jupiter. Here's a little bit of Adriana Chechik on whatever her podcast is.
Which planet would I choose? I mean, I feel like Jupiter would be an awesome planet to be on because it's just so big. And not only is it so big, but I feel like there'd just be so much room for the population to grow. So, like, if we were going to any planet in our solar system, Jupiter would be the best one because it's going to grow so much. It has such a dense layer of atmosphere that I think it'd be really hard for a lot of things to penetrate through. And maybe because the layer of the atmosphere is so dense, it'd be easier to terraform. I feel like it would be, right? I don't know. That's just me. I feel like it would be.
That's all we get.
Nah, you go sit on something.
And she's a porn star?
Yeah.
And that was like South Carolina beauty pageant.
What was the what's the atmosphere there on Jupiter? Can we breathe that?
No, it's deadly. And in fact, it's a gas planet. There really is no solid surface. There's dense gas, but there's you can't stand on Jupiter. There's no solid ground on Jupiter. And well, I hate to poke holes in Adriana Chechik's theory.
No, you want to poke holes in her anatomy.
I've seen who pokes holes in Adriana Chechik, and she would be disappointed.
You could probably do her armpit. She might feel that.
But, you know, that's probably
you are all romance, man.
When we delve into areas we don't know much about, we probably sound like that to some people, too. Right, just stick to your fart.
Did she answer a question on her podcast? What it was?
Somebody tossed a question out.
I think Jupiter sounds fun.
I want to think that we sound a little bit
she
more
should have just
educated
leaned into Uranus.
That.
She should have just leaned into it. She's a porn star, you know.
Well,
she was kind of leaning into it.
She was totally leaning into it.
I know. But I thought she was, it's big and, it's dense. And it's all over my, I'm not going to say that. I love that. We should do that more often, Todd. Visit her podcast.
We should.
Just to see what she thinks about everything, She's a gorgeous woman. I'm glad her butt's healed, so she can show it off again. All right. This is the stuff that listen to the show. Let's see what we're talking about.
That girl that sold you the phones.
I know.
Armpit? What? What is this?
He was such a nice man.
Seemingly.
Seemingly nice man. Listen to the show, and that's weird, man. That's weird. All right. Leftovers make your dogs fat. We know that. That's a dumb story, I'm sure. Yeah, because you feed your dogs leftovers, they get fat.
Well, what it does is basically it breaks down for you. There's like a little table. Like if you feed your dog one little piece of sausage,
you're done.
Here's the percentage of their daily calories that should be.
I know.
And it's,
believe me, I'm coming from a guy with a fat dog, you know. Hey.
Well, and your dog qualifies as extra small, what they call.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you know? She does. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
One little scrap of table, that's like 20% of her daily allotted diet.
I know. Speaking of fat, Jelly Roll's off social media for that reason. People troll him. I don't care about the music so much, but he seems like a decent guy. His woman is completely hot.
She's someone famous?
Ex-porn star, wasn't she?
She's, I think she's a
dancer
model.
Or something.
Or stripper.
Dancer, model, stripper, maybe. I don't think she's a porn star. She might have done some porn. She looks like she could have done porn. He's lost some weight, but he's from the big boy club, you know? I mean, he's like Ralphie May.
Well, the concern with it. I wonder how many people are just giving him a hard time and how many people are like, dude, you know, trying to do something here.
Yeah. Well, he just got off social media altogether because, you know, this stuff hurts him, you know. I'd be funny if he lost all the weight and she dumped him because she just likes fat guys, you know. Because she's gorgeous, man. Yeah, but she's hot.
Well, I read a piece on Rebel Wilson the other day. And the people were mad at her when she started losing weight.
Yeah.
Because she had that role.
Adele went through
that. That's Lizzo.
Body, right?
Yeah, Lizzo's gotten hate for trying to lose weight.
But she mentioned, what we always say, it was she became concerned
about healthy.
About her health.
Yeah. Right.
I get being proud of what you are, but when it concerns your health, you should be worried
about
that.
But the human body is not meant to operate at that size.
No.
It's just not. No judgment, but it's not.
No. Plus, his name is Jelly Roll, so you're kind of leaning into it.
Right.
You chose the name Jelly Roll.
And he seems to be buddies with some of our friends, like you know, Chris Porter and Bert.
He seems to be a good dude.
And these guys, they all love him. They all hang out with him, so I'm sure he is a great guy.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
You know?
Yeah, he spent some time in prison. I saw the story about him.
He did. He seems to give back. I just saw that he's funding a music studio in a youth detention center
he's not a right wing nut job either. I think he's kind of leans a little live and let live.
I'm out there.
Kind of cool, especially in that music. You know, when you got the Morgan Wallens walking around. You know,
well, he started in country, but he's kind of trying to cross over to
country.
Rock.
Yeah,
it's still got a little
still
twang
sounds like
to
country,
it.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
It's still got a little twang to it. Yeah. I don't find myself drawn to his music all that much,
but
Porter said, you know, you don't have to like somebody. I'm just going to not come to your work.
I only like four songs of Kid Rock.
I hang out with Kid Rock, and I only like four of his songs.
Yeah,
I'm curious what four of them were.
Cowboy.
Probably.
Oh, did he bow?
And the rip-off
ball with the ball.
Yeah. And the rip-off of the Skinner tune, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Skinner slash
Summertime.
All summer long.
Michigan.
All summer long.
Kid Rock gets that, though. He's like, were you surprised it was a hit? He's like, no, it's Sweet Home Alabama.
And also into Where Was It London. Yeah, both of them. Right.
Oh, that's right. He ripped off that
I totally
riff
ripped
too.
Off them both. That's right.
Yeah. He ripped off Sad But True for another one of his hits.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Man.
He's just a douchebag.
He's one of those artists that
those songs I get were listenable, but his attitude is horrible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. He's one of those artists that I never liked enough for it to overcome him being a royal douchebag.
That's it.
Like, there's some artists that I like enough that I can still listen to their music,
douchebag,
despite whatever they may personally have going on. Kid Rock's not one of those.
No.
Right.
No.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So what is this, Nick? You sent this to me, an Ohio company. This is Skynet stuff here. Launches the thermometer. It's a flame-throwing robot dog.
Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't yet.
So remember those videos that came out of those dogs, like the robot dogs? Like, oh, that looks just like a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that dog with a big flamethrower on its back.
The Terminator.
Yeah.
Is it real?
It looks terrifying.
Yeah.
That's good. It's, once again, this is Skynet. We're done, man.
Yeah. It's just, it's that cute little robot dog that could just completely annihilate you and your family, anything in its path.
Listen to this. The robot dog features LiDAR mapping, first-person view navigation, obstacle avoidance, and laser sighting to remotely deliver fire with a 30-foot firing range and a one-hour battery life.
$9,420 for the Terminator.
I think it's worth it.
I want two.
Funny, you, I'm not coming over because I have a pit bull. No, because you have a Terminator. It might just light me up, man.
Yeah. You take that dog for a walk around the neighborhood, just shooting flames out.
It just flames up people in their yards. Sorry. He gets a little active.
Yeah. We're training him.
In a video released by Throwflame, the Terminator can be seen navigating snowy landscapes, leaf-littered forests, and grassy hills by day and night. A voiceover can be heard saying, "I am become death, destroyer of worlds."
Jesus,
as the Terminator launches an arc of flame.
Man.
They're really not trying to sugarcoat what this thing is.
Did you know this?
No.
Flamethrowers are largely unregulated and not considered a firearm by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
It's literally a firearm.
Though it is up to purchasers to ensure they follow any state and local laws and regulations. I doubt anywhere we broadcast to, flamethrowers are not legal.
No, yeah, it seems they are fairly legal pretty much everywhere.
Looks like you can get them at a very reasonable price as well.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it ends up with a flamethrower at the end.
Great scene.
I want to give it away in case you haven't seen it, but there's a great scene where there's a great video of DiCaprio practicing with that, because he actually did it in a movie, and he's practicing with it, and he says to the guy, he goes, "Hey, can we make this less hot?" Or just an innocent question. And the guy goes, "Ah, it's a flamethrower."
Well, how far a flame does the Terminator throw?
30 feet.
Oh, yeah, and like a normal flamethrower.
To take out neighbors.
About 10 feet.
Yeah.
Like the one DiCaprio had in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Right, I think it was 10 feet.
I guess I didn't realize.
30 feet's what? That's a first down.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's 10 yards. Oh, 30 feet. 30 feet is, yeah. They could use that as instead of the chains. We bring out the Terminator. Terminator says, first down.
Yeah.
And they also have video of a robot, a regular robot, not a dog robot. You see it loading trucks for like 15 straight hours and it collapses?
Yeah.
They're saying, you know what, even a robot says, my ship's over, dude.
Robot needs
the robot can't keep up with Amazon's demands.
That was it. A robot said, Amazon, you're nuts. I'm a robot and I need a break. It collapsed.
No, I didn't, realize
it was a 10-hour day or something like that? Yeah.
Until watching Band of Brothers, I didn't realize that those guys in World War II, they had guys carrying flamethrowers.
Yep, yeah, they did.
When they're storming those beaches and they got the, you know, they send the guy with the flamethrower up to the bunker to just light up the whole thing.
Yeah, light it up. Yeah. Light it up, man.
Keep in mind when you go back to Pennsylvania, if you make a visit to Maryland, flamethrowers are defined as destructive devices. How about they're legal to own with a Type 9 federal firearm license? California, let's see, smaller nozzles in compliance with state regulations.
Can you own one in Nebraska?
You can even have one in California. So I got to believe they're legal all over the country if California doesn't regulate them. But they have to throw less than 10 feet of flame.
That's still enough to burn your neighbor.
Oh, sure.
Or anybody you're pissed at, you know.
I think it'd be fun to play with one.
Yeah. A flamethrower?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no like flamethrower ranges. You can go shoot guns everywhere. I don't know where you can go fire off your flamethrower.
They sound more dangerous than a gun range.
This map,
the guy just turns around. Yeah.
This map that I'm looking at here mentions the two that you said, Maryland and California, where there are some restrictions. Everywhere else, completely legal.
Flamethrower away.
But are they like in gun stores?
No. I've never seen one in a gun store.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where you could purchase a flamethrower.
I'm going to say Amazon.
Yeah, because if you Google them, a lot of results show up.
You can get anything on Amazon?
How much for the Terminator, man?
You could strap one to your dog.
Yeah, I could, but he'd probably die, you know.
Yeah, it is.
No, first of all, I would die, and then it would die, you know.
My dogs would just burn down the door so they could get their treats faster.
Exactly. Mick's doing some comedy this weekend. Where are you next? Friday night.
Fremont at RD's place, and Saturday at Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithville. And the Funny Bone website has tickets up for that Blaze and Mike show Gary and I are doing May 10th.
I like to buy local or support the advertiser. So if we have any flamethrower advertisers, I will patronize them.
Don't get a flamethrower.
And suggest you do the same.
If you shoot the floor with the flamethrower, it's not going to turn out as well.
No. Not at all. Plus, your mouse breeding Tito's and shoots right back in your face. You know, it's all danger right there. Rachel Ware joins us tomorrow. Have a great one. See you tomorrow.
And George Lopez.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See ya.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.